Wes, we are so excited to talk to you all about Summer House of Horror because you, we were even saying before we started, you're the boy du jour of Bravo.
Dude, yeah, it's crazy, huh? I don't say that.
Yeah. In your head, do you say it?
No. On a serious note, though, I've been super happy to see just like being myself landing well, you know? I'm actually, my looks are taking a beating because everyone's like, this is what happens when someone's funny and like mild or like decently, you know, normal looking. So I've been, my personality has kind of shined like a bad light on my face apparently. So, but it's okay.
Times are tough, man. I mean, yeah, you're going to get canceled for something.
No cancels.
But I feel like that is such an interesting thing too, because your first time on reality TV,
yeah,
everyone's like, oh, it's so exciting. But you do, everyone's first season, they're watching themselves back in mm-hmm. angles mm-hmm. they've never watched before. And so mm-hmm. many times with like Housewives, everyone's like, how are you feeling? Like all like the negative comments. But are you getting any negative comments, or and how are you dealing with the mentality?
The only negative stuff is just like it's somehow in a positive like I got a DM from an overweight guy who was like, I felt seen by you being insecure when a tall guy with abs walked in. And I was like, okay, well, why
is that to you in private?
Yeah, what? I don't know. So those things are like, it's just funny to see how you like play out, but it's been great so far. Mm-hmm. And my mustache gets a lot of shit too. But
the glitter was so cool when.
Yeah, I couldn't have done that without it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, how have the DMs been? Have the ladies just been piling in?
Yeah, everyone before this show's aired been like, oh, get ready for the DMs. And I was like, you'll get a couple. No, it's been f-ing crazy. Mm-hmm. A little overwhelming. It's got to the point where I can't keep up with them. So I'm trying to like remove myself from caring. But I'm always like a guy who like, I try to like text everyone back. I feel bad mm-hmm. if I don't. So like I carry guilt from just, even if someone says like, hey, love you on the show, I feel obligated to say thank you. But it's, you can't do that to everybody.
And that's a lot of back and forth too. Like, thank you, how
yeah,
are you?
And then yeah. Once you do that, then it's like, you have opened the gate. So.
I feel that energy of you is why so many people love watching you on the show, because your caring nature
shines through. I appreciate
but
that.
But I feel that's also very hard to navigate on a show like Summer House, mm-hmm. where there's a lot of people. You want to care for everybody.
Yeah.
But caring for two people at the same time might make both of them mad at you.
Yeah.
How has been navigating that, especially coming into the house as Lindsay's friend?
I think everyone did. I guess I'll start with Lindsay and then talk about mm-hmm. everyone. But before I came into the house, Lindsay did say to me, like, don't let my relationships with anyone, like, change how you feel or like how you operate, which was great of her to say.
Yeah.
And then she also, they were gone the first weekend, so I kind of got to go into it like I was alone, but at the same time I didn't feel like I needed like mama bear there kind of thing. But then just as a whole, I think everyone, those relationships have so much more history than any like relationship I have now.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, I don't know if mature is the right word, but like people, no one needed to like trauma dump on me. So I kind of, you know, got like my two cents in when I could and kind of observed more than I felt like I needed to kind of like juggle relationships, mm-hmm. which is how, I mean, how it probably would normally go, but it was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, with Lindsay and Carl, you did come in as like, were you more her friend, both of their friends, and how did you navigate being kind of a first, I mean, you were in the Summer House for the first time and seeing this all go down.
Yeah. So I actually met Lindsay out in New York at some dinner we were drinking, came up with a podcast idea, first people to ever do that. And we just kind of like stayed like text friends for like a few years, or I guess it was just a year, but I actually got laid off, okay, mm-hmm. from work. Sent her a text kind of joking. I was like, oh, we can do our podcast now. And that must have been right when, you know, the summer was starting,
mm-hmm.
ideas were floating, and she thought bringing me in would be fun. So that was great. Met Carl like a month maybe before we all went into the house, so I knew him basically just like last minute, mm-hmm. But it was before the show started. And weirdly, throughout the summer, I do think just kind of, we did have a better, we had a good guy energy in the house. And I found myself by nature in a lot more of like the boy talks than I did with girl talks. So Lindsay and Carl's whole situation, I definitely heard more from Carl's side throughout the summer than I did Lindsay. Besides maybe like one convo, Lindsay and I kept it very light and just kind of like playful the whole summer. And I got a little more like deep with Carl throughout the summer.
I do love, because I think on the most recent episode,
I didn't know what you were going to say.
Oh, wait, no, I don't think you, I don't know
oh,
if you
maybe
do.
I know.
Well, I was going to say you were the most relatable person getting a pedicure, talking about being laid off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What That's the one that, so that one,
oh,
that airs tomorrow, I think.
Yes.
What did you think you were going to say?
Think?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about when Carl was telling his side of the story, and they, I was sitting in a donut floaty with goggles.
The goggles.
There was a moment where I was like really
Your
locked in.
Have been, yeah.
And Carl was like starting to cry, and I was like, oh my God, I have kids goggles on my face, and I was just like play cool, and they cut to it a couple times.
There's the other time too where he's also opening up after SoulCycle, and you just have a towel on your head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
I'm a sweaty man. Mm-hmm. So that won't be the first time this summer you see me with like a towel or a t-shirt like tucked into a hat, because I just like am sopping wet all the time.
Good for you.
Fair. It's hot over there. Hot, steamy.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
But I, because you were kind of saying, you were sort of trying to keep a neutral stance as much as you can. Your friend Jesse really kind of comes in hot.
Didn't.
As he's like, I'm Team Carl.
Yeah.
I don't like how this is happening.
Yeah.
What did you think of that approach?
I was proud of him watching it back, because I think he listened to Carl in the morning and kind of like just said it how it was in the car.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too over the top. He just kind of, I think he said what a lot of us were thinking. Mm-hmm. And especially just him kind of being like such a douche the first two episodes. It was good for him to kind of like, you know, like come back down to earth and say things that I would imagine a lot of us thought. And also he said to Carl, another thing that we were all thinking when in the morning, he was like, you know, has Lindsay always been like this? And Carl was like, yeah, kind of. And Jesse goes, well, that's what you signed up for.
Absolutely.
So he's like, it's not even, he did say he was Team Carl, but he hasn't like, I mean, he kind of gave Carl a little
Team
chirp as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I think he's good. I think we balance each other well, and like, Jesse will come in hot. I'll kind of like watch it unfold. And
he'll just
and
sit in the background
later.
With the goggles
yeah,
and
I'll
let
just,
the Twitterverse, you know, focus on that.
I'll compile accessories and just watch from afar. But,
hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, we had the tent episode, that's tonight, and you and Sierra kind of had your first, like, official, unofficial sleepover, you know, first date, first sleepover, all caught on camera. How's looking back on that, Ben?
I'd call it an official. Well, the sun wasn't technically up yet, so do you call it? It's hard to say. We can call it official.
No.
Really?
A tent?
We zipped it up.
Yeah, it doesn't
Intimate.
Matter. Sierra says she's like Uber's being called for her for dates.
Yeah,
I don't think
on
she's
the grass. No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay, that's fair. But it was good to kind of like, I didn't even think about it until the moment we were all like, you know, strapping up for bed. But you don't have to like play the game where like, is it the right time? Should I fall asleep? Whose room? Tiptoe up to the door, knock on it. Like Wedding Crashers, you remember they do the little door tap? So that was like a very natural way to just kind of like get that like gesture over with, you know?
And how watching Amanda and Sierra have the little chat where Amanda's kind of like, Wes gives me Kyle in the sense that he's just really excited to share with the class.
Yeah.
Watching back, do you feel like, were there moments you're like, oh, I should have maybe kept some things just between me and Sierra, or you can't help yourself?
Maybe, but then she told everyone the exact same thing I did, but I did it with her in the room.
That's true.
In the car. So, no. Plus, it's like, this. It's all still very, like, middle school, you know, kisses and stuff. Yeah. So, like, We're okay.
I thought it was like endearing to see the both like both of you, like even in that one car ride where it was the two of you together and then like two other people in the backseat, and you're like, oh yeah, like this happened, whatever, and you're both just like, woo.
Yeah, Jesse set it up like so cute. He was like, did you get a good night kiss? Like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
French kissed.
Oh, okay.
A little tongue.
Bonjour.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's so funny? When Sierra was in here with Paige, it was right after Valentine's Day, and Sierra said she had a really fun double date Valentine's, and when I asked, who'd you go with? She hid behind Paige.
Okay.
How was your Valentine's?
Where was I? God, I'm trying to remember. I think it was like working or doing something.
Okay.
Just trying to. It was good.
Okay.
But I'm trying to remember what day. Because are we talking just the 14th? Because a lot of Valentine's.
Was there a double dinner happening around that time?
Yeah.
Can't say, but there's. Oh. People celebrate Valentine's Day on the 13th and on the 15th.
Oh. Okay.
But.
Okay. You have like a Coachella Valentine's Day.
Yeah, there's like a drop with all the places to go. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. It's a good tease for the viewers. Would you encourage the ladies to maybe not DM you as much on Instagram? Or
No one's said anything horrible just yet.
Oh, that's okay.
There are a lot of women who like send their like shoot their shots, but preface. They're like, if things don't work out, I'm here.
Oh,
no, it's so nice.
Nice.
It's very cute. So those get like a little double tap, obviously.
Yeah.
No, so there's a lot of respect in the DMs. People don't believe that, but there is.
It's good to hear.
Which is good. It's good etiquette.
Yeah.
I feel also, I'm sure you're getting some DMs that, of course, are on the flirty nature, but it's funny when we talk with Jasmine from Martha's Vineyard Summer House, she was like, I feel I want to adopt Wes. Like, he feels like my son and my brother. Like,
oh.
Just like, so I feel you probably also get a lot of DMs of people like, I just love you.
Yeah. It's like motherly stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. There's been a lot of that. Just like you're, it is funny though that I've seen a lot of things that are just like, you're so wholesome and cute and sweet or whatever, which I probably have an ex or two who hates that narrative for sure.
Oh.
But,
okay.
Well, I just mean, I'm a little baby. I can grow a mustache. But no, it's nice. Like, I'll take any compliment. I'm not going to push away love, you know?
Any Bravo Lebs, other Bravo Lebs you've been in contact with?
There've been, the Southern Charm dudes followed me. So we just kind of like, been like Instagram bros.
That's exciting and scary.
Did Austin?
Not Austin, but I met Craig obviously this summer. Great guy. Craig will just send me the most random stuff. It's like his like older side shows on social media platforms.
it does.
But one of the Bachelor girls followed me the other day.
Who?
Which was exciting. I forgot her name. She's hot though. She looks great.
I mean, usually, oh, real.
Should I look it up?
Some girl on the Bachelor's hot.
Okay. Daisy Kelsey.
No, it was not. However, I'll give a shout out. Her name's Autumn, blonde girl, middle hair. She's a Missouri girl, so we've known each other for a long time. Like, not a bob, but not long.
Like, does she have a part? Okay, that's
but no, the one who followed me was from, like, a season or two ago.
Okay.
She's pretty, though. I think it's, I don't want to say her name wrong.
That's fair. That's she okay. See,
she
this
said,
also seems like someone, you're getting a little nervous. It seems like someone you are excited to DM.
We haven't DM'd yet. I was so happy with the follow from a different show.
That's true. You're
that's
crossing
cool.
platforms.
Yeah, you really
and,
are.
And like networks and it's cool.
That is very, okay.
Thanks.
And I am also curious, because you were saying that even maybe there's some exes that don't love the sweet honey boy narrative.
Mm-hmm.
How were overall, just when you told all your friends, when you posted the trailer, hey guys, by the way, do you know Bravo?
It got sprinkled. Well, I'm like day by day, like, amazed at the Bravo like cultiness and like how they just know everything.
Yes.
And after people knew it was Jesse and I like a week into filming, I was like, oh shit, these people are on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then my friends who are like Bravo girls all started seeing it. So it's been, the cat's been out of the bag way before premiere day. But now it's like my mom's friends.
Oh yeah.
They're like middle-aged women who like watch Bravo shows.
Most of your DMs.
They're taking it. My mom, but they're on Facebook Messenger.
Oh,
DMs.
Okay.
Better.
Yeah, those ladies.
Okay. I like that. Yeah.
But yeah, it's been good.
How was Craig coming in? What were the vibes there? I know him and Jesse were a little nervous, maybe, but
they were both very mature about that whole situation. But I love Craig. He's very like kind of teddy bear-y, like, I feel mm-hmm. like I relate to in a way, just loving and hugging and mm-hmm. nice. He was very welcoming to me. We had fun. I have, like, not one bad thing to say about him.
Mm-hmm. Same. Because I was telling yeah. Caroline, too, mm-hmm. if there was a man who says, I just want to work on my mental health and help you pay rent,
I'd sign me up.
I'd be like, what? How were you? Because I kind of, when he offered that and Paige was like, no.
Yeah, she called. She was like, no.
Were you kind of shocked? Because I was like, I wanted to, like, I'd be in DMs, Paige, yeah. Paige's DMs, like, girl.
I'll
yeah, but
it.
If there's inflation. If you're going to do that, you might as well just get married. Like, because that's such a, like, a tie, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like I don't know the relationship mm-hmm. as well as probably others do, but I just feel like Paige is going about it in the most, like, technically mature way possible, mm-hmm. which is, like, not to be, like, strings attached to, like, random different things, if that makes sense.
Do you feel, after spending some time with him this summer, that an engagement is on the horizon?
Yeah, but from what I've learned, though, I feel like it has been for a while. But, so, like, good for them for feeling like they can, like, plateau it in a way. Because I'm so, like, in my head, I think the second, you know, I get a girlfriend, then it's engagement, marriage, kids, house, stuff mm-hmm. like that, which is just my...
It's Lindsay.
Yeah, no, yeah. So I admire that they both can, like, love each other and not, like, jump into shit, you know? Mm-hmm. Which is cool, because not everyone, clearly...
Yeah.
Does that.
I think Kyle was definitely bugging out a little bit when he heard that, because he's like, we got to move to Jersey. Like, yeah. I got the house, the kids, or whatever.
Yeah.
What about, like, Kyle and Amanda? Like, what were you, like, did you kind of know that they were having those, like, not problems, but, you know.
Well, so I rode up with them the first weekend and got, like, a quick, like, thrown in the, you know, fire with, like, just their little chirps. but up until this point, I wasn't a part of any... thing clearly close to, like, Lindsay Carl, like, type heat. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, I mean, a man is not afraid to f***ing, you know, chirp him a little bit. Also, sorry, I keep cussing, sorry.
You say chirp. I don't think chirp is a curse.
I said
oh.
the F word right before.
Uh-oh. Bleep it. Well, speaking of things that were probably, you know, car rides with curse words, me and Caroline were thinking, were you in one of the infamous lifts with Carl and Lindsay?
No.
Okay.
This is interesting watching back, because when Carl's explaining it, he's like, I was in the car with all the guys.
Yes.
I was with all the girls.
Doesn't surprise. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I was with all the girls when that happened. So I missed the whole thing.
Probably for the best.
But the second, yeah, I don't need to be in that. I don't, yeah, I'm
like,
happy.
You're like, my rating gets hit enough. Yeah.
But the second one, also, like, obviously I didn't go home with them, but the tiff started, like, towards the back end of dinner, and I remember, you know, you can kind of sniff out people's body language and the things mm-hmm. are, like, getting weird. Mm-hmm. But obviously, Amanda's the only one who got to, like, be a part of it. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I think Amanda was all of us when she came back, and she was, like, she go like, locks herself in the room, and she's like, oh, my God.
Oh, she did a full, yeah. like, full. After you yeah. do conditioning and, like, yeah. coach says, get up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ramen and chaos. Yeah, that was rough.
That was awesome. That was such a great shot of her.
It was so good. So they know how to do it.
Yeah.
Well, you and Jesse obviously have this great bromance going mm-hmm. on, and I saw that, you know, maybe you two were thinking of doing a little podcast adventure, i.e. Giggly Squad. What would your name be?
You know what's funny? Mm-hmm. This is a callback to the end of the first episode.
Okay.
Someone said this to me. I would never suggest this. But when the girls were talking about our, like, sexual prowess.
Mm-hmm.
Someone goes, you guys should start a podcast called Left Lip. So inappropriate.
Okay.
But we'll
see. Left eye and the left lips. All right.
Yeah. And also with podcasts, I think it would be fun. I see so many dorks starting podcasts every day that it scares me.
And also you have to, like, then make sure, a lot of times what happens with Bravo Peep starting podcasts, they accidentally talk themselves into some unwanted.
Oh,
drama.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
I would produce for starters. Okay. With Jesse on the podcast, I'd produce mm-hmm. for sure.
Do you feel like, because I feel like you're trying to, you know, guide Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, as the summer continues, do you try to guide him to, like, a single girl that maybe piques his interest? I know the house is hard because mm-hmm. I think it's Gabby's the lone single gal. Do they ever have a little moment, or does he try to?
I wanted Jesse and Danielle to hook up.
Oh,
which, who knows what happens. But
I saw she kind of did a two truths and a lie thing, and that was one of the possibilities of the truth.
Yeah. And Danielle, I mean, she'll hook up.
She's
not afraid.
No, she's been burned, so I hope if that does happen, Jesse treats her well.
Yeah.
But
No, with Jesse, I'm like a Jesse defender.
Mm-hmm.
And we like experienced a lot of things like towards the end of summer together that like brought us closer to. But he's a good guy. He just like leads with, like even with the Paige stuff, I think he talked about it a little douchier than he actually acted, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Where like, I don't think his actions with Paige were that over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even Craig kind of understood he was mature. Kyle was, of course, like the weirdest one about it. but no, Jesse's, he'll figure it out.
Well, when Kyle does call him out,
yeah.
I think, you know, we see that in the trailer. Mm-hmm. What was going on in your head?
I was in the corner, luckily, and I was 12 o'clock from Craig, caddy cornered Jesse, and then I didn't have to see Kyle's face. And so I just turned my head to the left and, like, let it happen. Yeah, that was none of my business either, but.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You like to stay out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, also, another thing people, I guess, at least for me,
mm-hmm.
if I'm meeting people or I'm in a new house, and obviously this is my first share house or whatever, mm-hmm. but when you're new and you don't have history, you kind of got to like build relationships before you try to start tearing them down.
Okay, well, I feel now's a perfect time to not tear them down, but because you are so nice, we want to do a little game with you.
Okay.
Because you are such a nice
person. Does it have a name?
Yeah.
What's
it called?
It's called Getting Messy with Wessie.
Okay, PSA.
Okay.
Is that our trademark?
Is that not a nickname you like?
We need to add the T because people don't know my name has a T in it.
Okay.
Really?
So we got to sneak the T in because I can't keep pushing the narrative that my name does not have a T in it.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a cousin write me happy birthday without the T the other day.
This is why I don't talk to cousins.
You know, that could be a family thing.
Well, so I am kind of curious, and we'll just do like a little quick
rapid fire.
Uh-oh.
You're driving to the Hamptons tomorrow.
Okay.
Who from your cast do you hope is not in your car?
Ooh. That's a great question. Gabby would probably talk my ear off.
and read your chart.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see, I like to go in waves when I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't know if you can tell, I drove every time.
You did.
So I'll go in waves where it's like, let's talk or let's listen to music loud. I'm sure Gabby and I could find a crossroads where I didn't want to talk and she's just f***ing yapping. But I love her.
Well, the dinner prep has been big this season, so best cook and worst cook.
Ooh. Not to be biased, but Sierra did a southern dinner. Mm-hmm. Lindsay helped her, but that was fabulous. It was great. Mm-hmm. A lot of prep. Worst cook, anything that has to do with being helpful or handy around the house is Jesse. Is the worst.
Oh.
Wait till I hope they show him trying to set up for a party at some point.
Or
the guy's just like, he just looks around like he's lost.
I think.
And it's a tall guy, you need him to like hang stuff
up.
Yeah,
he has so many advantages.
Dude, guy's a waste of space.
Who is, I mean, what happens with the summer house, the share house sometimes, there is so much, not, I won't say filth, but your guys' stuff is everywhere.
Yeah. That's even bugged me a little bit watching it on camera.
Who is the messiest, literally, of the people?
Oof. I'm cluttery, but I also, like, I'll wake up and I clean the kitchen a bunch of times. But Lindsay cleans a lot. Lindsay's good at cleaning. I feel like the person who's the dirtiest, you probably don't see them in the act, which is, honestly, let's go Paige, because she told me she hasn't done a dish.
That was a killer line.
Yeah.
For sure, Paige.
All right, what about messiest, like, you know, in the not literal sense? What is that?
In the mess sense.
Yes.
I mean, Jesse's another good one. He does come in hot.
Mm-hmm.
But Kyle's, like, the biggest instigator ever. And he doesn't, like, present like he is.
Mm-hmm.
But he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He'll ask a question when you're least expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the cast member that surprised you the most by the end of the summer that you're kind of like, oh, that's who they are?
Good or bad?
Both. You suggested both, and I had to tell us both.
I think I had a very, like, unique relationship with Danielle that, like, I'm very, like, not proud of, but, like, I think her and I, like, have a good friendship and, like, kind of understand each other in a good way. We're, like, there was one night, and again, I'm not sure how it'll play out, but, like, I think she was kind of, like, the lone wolf in a situation. And I was, like, I'll talk. I feel like she received my opinion maybe more than anyone else's, just because I think we were, like, you know, on the same page the whole time.
Okay, and who was the bad surprise? Because you said that came to the top of your mind.
Well, I don't know if there is a bad. I'm very optimistic with, like, people, because people love to ask, like, who do you hate?
Yeah, you don't have to hate anybody. Yeah. No, but who just surprised you?
I mean, watching Lindsay's stuff back, because I didn't get to see any of that. I think seeing that was kind of sad.
I feel
I didn't love watching it.
And I have to imagine even for them it's kind of a sad situation.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's not a good one.
No. But.
Well, we can end on a happy note. What was your favorite theme?
Favorite theme?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to give away what the themes are. One of them, I'll just say the party I threw at the end of the summer.
Okay.
I like if it plays out on camera the way I envision it, it's gonna be sick.
Wait, and with that, because we don't always get to hear the music that plays, what is your kickoff party song? Like, for West playlist. I'm helping you with this tease, too.
Right now or of all time, oh, wow, that's such a good question. This is so generic. Dude, Rich Baby Daddy Drake SZA Sexy Red is so good.
Okay, yes. And all right.
That's been on repeat for, what has it been now? 6 months?
Yeah.
There you go.
It might be the best song in, like, 4 years.
Okay, yeah.
Shout out to Sexy Red, yes. Yeah,
she's a Missouri girl.
Pound Town 2, yes. Yeah. All right, good. Okay, look at that.
Sexy Red, Andy Cohen, a lot of Missourians.
Yeah, we love that. That is the trifecta.
Yeah, no, seriously. What more could you need?
Have us.